You're listening to Missed Talks Podcast. May I speak sincerely? I am your host, Walter LeRae. Real talk, real people, sincere conversations. Let's get into the podcast. Yo, what it is? It's the poet Walter LeRae back again with another episode of Zoom from my motherfucking room. Man, what's up, people? Hey, yo, this episode is entitled Alone in Your Thoughts. Have you ever taken time to just be alone in your thoughts? You know, no television, no internet, no nothing, no interference. You know, just be alone in your mother loving thoughts. I advise all of you to take time to unplug and get in the quiet room. Another episode of Zoom from my room. Yo, the poet is I'm about to drop some knowledge on you, man. And I hope everyone who listens to this, who actually gets what I'm coming from. It is important to be alone in your thoughts. It is important to know how your mental game ticks, how you get down, what bothers you, what puts you in a situation. And it's also good for you to recognize the downtime, you know, that you have. It's important because we're constantly bombarded by frequencies that try to disturb our peace. Disturb our peace. My apologies. But again, this is the imperfections that I speak of. You know, I'm on this. You got to take me as I am, because trying to be perfect and trying to show you this facade, it's not going to work. It never works for anyone. But when you're alone in your thoughts and you're trying to figure out who you are, come to understand that life is very important for yourself. And I my apologies. My dog is making noise, so let me check her. Yo, shut up over there. I'm trying to record. And the whole point of course, I'm not alone in my thoughts because I have my dog in the room with me. And it's all about her at times. But, you know, back to the status quo, man. You know, I came up with this whole ideal of not being perfect and not trying to have this grand production when it comes to the podcast, because everybody and their mom have a podcast, and I'm happy for all of you, because I feel like we all have something to say. But I just didn't want to be the one that's saying things. I want to be the one that actually has something, you know, that resonated with someone out there. Being alone in your thoughts is sometimes is the hardest thing in the world, because sometimes we're seeing things that we don't like about ourselves. You know, I don't dislike anything about myself other than the fact that at times I can procrastinate, and the procrastination comes with me trying to be perfect. You know, I've written several books and have not released them because the whole thing of this facade that we're constantly in, bro, like, You gotta get out of the matrix. You gotta stop thinking that you have to compete with people. You just gotta be you. And being you is the best thing that God gave you, right? Is you. You are a unique individual. And if you tap into those resources that you provide for yourself, you might amaze yourself. You may even scare yourself a little bit, because there's so much power in you, right? There's so much love in you. There's so much anger. There's so much pain. There's so much resentment. There's so much happiness. There's all of these emotions that are built up in you. And if you learn how to prioritize those things and put them in the correct place, you may surprise yourself. Being alone in my thoughts, I've learned that the world is loud. And it is so loud. So sometimes it's best to calm ourselves and calm my spirit down and say, yo, I don't have to be loud. I don't have to be, you know, that monstrous as they like to categorize black people. But you don't have to be that. You can just be you and sometimes, you know, speak with a soft tone. Because you are powerful, so powerful, man. And I don't think you realize how powerful you are. You are God. We are gods. God dwells among us, in us, all around us. But we're too busy, caught up into this facade of trying to make things better because we think we gotta compete with others. You don't have to compete with anyone but yourself. But when you compete against yourself to make yourself better, not because you're trying to outdo yourself. That's ego talking. Ego, you know, and I know what y'all, you know, some people say ego is edging God out. And to a certain extent, that's right, because you're making it about yourself. But when you stop and not make it about you and start making it about the betterment of you, then the ego subsides and you have an opportunity to just breathe and be who you are. Because like I said, man, you don't know how powerful you are, but you should, because you are. You are greater than what you think you are. And sometimes being by yourself, unplugging from your cell phone, like turn it all the way off, right? Turn it off. I wish, you know, now they don't make them where you can remove the batteries, but I wish that you could just turn your cell phone off, turn the television off. You know, I love jazz. I love listening to smooth jazz, or, you know, I'm on my vinyl game. I love putting a record on. I love those things that allows me to just drift into this zone, this zen-like peace that I don't really care about anything but this moment. This moment is important to me, and it should be important to you. You know, sometimes you just get to that point in life where quiet and your peace of mind is more important than a bunch of jibber jabber. You know, too much of that is not good for us. So we got to figure things out, right? We got to put ourselves in a position that we can obtain this type of peace and start to meditate, because those things allow us to be better, because spiritually better, physically better, align your chakras, you know, understand. And look, man, I don't know all there is to know about aligning your chakras, but I also know that it's important that we need to vibrate higher. A lot of us are vibrating so low that we stay in the low frequencies and we're not getting that true love. You know, I want love. I want people to love me. But at the same time, I don't yearn for that type of love, because everyone is not for you. And the sooner that you realize that everyone is not for you, the better your life is going to be, because you don't have to be against them because they're not for you. You just don't vibe with them. You don't move with them. You don't be around them because they can suck the energy out of you. Don't allow that to be. Don't allow people to suck that precious energy out of you. Peace of mind is important, but you got to understand that peace requires sacrifice. The sacrifice of peace is sometimes unpleasant. You got to fight for your peace. You have to fight for it, because those people out there that are energy vampires are looking to suck that goodness out of you. And quite frankly, it comes in the form of your family, your friends, your neighbors, you know, even my dog. When I'm trying to record, my dog is whining. So we adjust. And the only way that you can adjust is to have a certain level of peace and to understand, I want to keep this peace. This peace is important for me. So how do I maintain it? And how do I how do I keep it where it's constant? And that's an ongoing thing that you have to work on. And that's why I say you have to get alone in your thoughts. You have to be one with yourself. You know, when I was growing up, the old saying was, I used to hear the elders in the church, you know, say, you got to get in the closet and talk to God. And I was like, why you got to go in the closet and talk to God? And you know, it dawned on me. The elders was dropping knowledge and gems were saying, you got to be by yourself. You got to get to yourself and you got to communicate with the source, because there's so much distractions and everybody is not equally yoked, even in your family, that you really can't conversate with them. You can't fellowship with them. When it comes to God, you got to go to God. You got to go to the source and understand, like, what's really going. Don't just understand, understand and overstand. Get to the point that we are doing better by our knowledge base, right? Our attention to detail and understanding who we are and why we are ticking the way we're ticking. Why we're thinking the way that we're thinking, and what keeps us vibrating this low. That's why I say, yo, sometimes we got to turn the television off, turn off the music, turn your cell phones off, and be alone in your thoughts, right? It's important. Some of us just go from sun up to sun down, constantly being bombarded by all of this energy, and not stepping away and saying, yo, man, I need to be alone in my thoughts right now, right? I got decisions to make. So being alone in my thoughts takes me to a different plane, right, of existence, so I can vibrate. Yo, and it's not cliches. You know, a lot of people, I hear people always talking about, I guess the new word is, vibrating, low frequencies and your frequency. These words always been here, but the understanding or the understanding is coming to the age of Aquarius, where it's being revealed. And a lot of haters out here. And that's another thing about, you know, social media. Social media is just filled with a bunch of haters, man. And it's so much coming at you at once. Some of it is good information. Some of it is misinformation. Some of it is poor information. And there's so much hate out there that I really believe parasites and demons and all of that other negative entities travel through these frequencies, and they hit us and try to attach to us. Right. Hey, I don't like a bunch of company. I'm that type of guy. And you can ask anyone who truly knows me, I don't like a lot of company. I don't like to be around a lot of people, period. You know, and I can, I can, if I want to, I can get down, I can adjust to it. But I've always found solace in solitude by being by myself. I always found happiness by being with a small group of people rather than large crowds. So, you know, a lot of people can get down with that. They feel good with that. And that's no judgment here, because you should. You should always do what makes you feel happy, especially if you're not hurting anyone. But at the same time, have you tried to be alone in your thoughts? Because I also recognize that some people go crazy when they can't be around the crowd. And I, on the other hand, I like the country. I like to be out in open space. I'm not a big fan of the ocean, but you know, that seawater is good for you. So yeah, you know, even still, if I'm going to be on the beach or be somewhere else that I can, to be at peace, I like to be kind of by myself so I can be at peace. You know, I think that's why I like a lot of Zen type deals and feng shui and that type of energy, because being alone in those types of spaces allows your your thoughts to be better and so forth. And that's the beauty of it. And even right now I'm trying to record and my dog is whining because it's always something that tries to take you out of your game. But like I said before, in the previous recording, this is the imperfections of me letting y'all know that, you know, I'm not here to be famous. I'm here to share these words with someone who may understand them. And it may just be one person. My job is done. That's all it is, because I don't hold this facade of greatness, bro. I'm not that. That's not it. It never been it for me. And I don't care to have that title. I don't care to be the greatest, the GOAT. I'd rather be left alone in my thoughts. And my thoughts are not an idle mind, right? I'm not idle when I'm alone. I am thriving when I'm alone. And that's the difference between a person who has purpose and a purpose and a person who doesn't have purpose, because idle minds is the devil playground, but a mind filled with purpose, the devil has no room for you, because my purpose is not on him. My purpose is on the source, on God. So he cannot be in my mind and be, you know, playing mind games on me, because a lot of times, you know, you got to understand the mind games come from you not understanding how your mind is working. So that's the mind game. That's the gaslight, right? They're gaslighting you because you don't know you. When you know you, then you are so much more powerful, because the power that you, because you know you, that's the, you understand what I'm saying? You know you. And when you know you, then no one can tell you about yourself. Because you know you and you've done the work. Like a lot of people say, do the shadow work. And like I said, I'm not an expert on the terminologies that certain people talk about. But if I can break it down to a simpler term, if I was saying shadow work, I was like, then obviously you being to yourself and understanding how you move, right? And checking yourself when you're moving under the alignment. You're not aligned with the source, right? You're not aligned with God. You're not aligned with the creation of the universe to do greater and better things, because the greater and better things come from God. The low vibration that most people are dealing with in life, that doesn't come from God. That comes from ego. That comes from other things, right? Because at the end of the day, we're not trying to be something that we're not, and doing your work and knowing who you are. When I was growing up, I had people like, oh, you have a bad attitude. Oh, you have a bad temper. And the thing about it, the majority of the people who was telling me this were the people who were actually fucking with me. Right. So they were telling me I had a bad attitude and a bad temper because of my reaction to them. Now, my reaction was not wrong, but it was not right. Right. Let me break that down to you. I'm protecting me. This is the greatest asset that you have in your life is yourself. Right. So I'm protecting my asset. I'm protecting me. Now, the way I chose to protect me was to fuck you up. Does that make it right? No, it doesn't, because you got to be in control of your emotions. So you get the title of bad attitude and bad temperament because people don't know how to adjust to the fact that they stepped on your toes, crossed the line, and they got the smoke. You gave them the work. Now, alone in my thoughts and doing the work on myself, I realized, hey, man, just because they stepped on my toes and crossed the lines, I don't always have to turn into their assets. I don't always have to, you know, respond that way. There's got to be a better way to respond. The best way to respond is not to respond. But as a young man coming up into this game, how do you know that? How to control those powerful emotions, right? Because Yeah, I'm a Scorpio, right? And I don't brag about that shit. I don't brag about it like, oh, I'm a Scorpio. No, I'm just saying I align with certain principles that I didn't understand, that when people did things to me, how I responded was going to be how people reacted to me, right? So people are reacting like, you got a bad attitude, you have a bad temperament, but they were fucking with me. Aha. Aha. Waiter, how can I taste the soup if the soup doesn't come with the spoon, right? Type situations. So when I went in that, when I can go back to hindsight, it's 2020, but foresight is 100, right? If you have foresight, you know, I got to avoid these situations. But hindsight is 2020. I'm like, yo, I see it clearly now, but after the situation. And that's not, it's not a good thing, right? Now, I don't care about how people felt about me and how they wanted to say I had this, that, and the other, because in my mind and in my heart, I as a man now knew that I was right. But as a man, I also know that I was wrong, right? And he was like, Walter, you're confusing me, son. What is it, poet? No, 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 no. There's no confusion, right? God is not the author of confusion, right? So what I'm saying is that it's how you respond to people that's going to make you right or wrong. And trust me, people are going to step on your toes. And people are going across the line. But how you choose to respond is always going to be how you're going to be judged. And just keep that in mind. These are the same people that are judging you are the same people that are doing the atrocities and the acts of committing these acts against you. Right. But you'll find that it's easier for them to sway the audience or sway the crowd for their benefit rather than you to sway them to your benefit, knowing that you were just protecting yourself. Right. And that's a hard thing to understand, but that is true. I'm telling you, it's true. And most people don't get that. And excuse me, I had to come a long way to understand that, okay, Walter, you're not right, but you're not wrong. You know, you had to protect yourself. You got to protect yourself because you are the most valuable asset that you have. And a lot of us don't recognize that, right? Stop looking outward for approval and look inward for understanding. Because once you understand that you don't need their approval, then you're in a better place. Stop looking outward for approval and start looking in for understanding. Inward understanding is being alone in your thoughts and saying, okay, why did I do that? And how to deal with this? Because I need to start understanding that foresight is better than hindsight, right? So when you get to that point in life, you're going to start realizing that we make these decisions hasty, you know, because you gotta, if you start to understand chess and understand that there are certain plays on the chessboard that your opponent is going to move to put you in situations. And I haven't figured it out. I, you know, like I said, that's one of the other things that's saying cliche is, but chess is a hard game. Chess is not an easy game because you're just looking at the pieces. And most people are looking at the pieces and looking at the squares and saying, oh, I got this move, I got that move, I got this. You got to be, you know, you know, you can play yourself, but you can play your opponent, but you're also playing yourself. And that's just like pool. Shooting pool is like, you know, people like stripes or solids, right? At the end of the day, no matter what you're doing, you're still playing against yourself. whether you're hitting your shot, making your shot, or losing your shot, basketball, football, nothing, everything that you do, everything that you participate in, that you are the common denominator. The actions that you make are end result of you playing yourself and playing your opponent. So, recap, you got to learn how to be a better opponent, you know, and be a better steward to yourself, because, you know, we come from a greater source of knowledge within God. In order for us to understand that, you know, to really understand, then we have to get by ourselves, and we have to ask those tough questions. And a lot of times, and most times, we're not asking those tough questions because we're not going to beat down on ourselves. Now, look, a lot of y'all throw pity parties for yourself because y'all like when people say, oh, no, you're not that bad. Oh, no, you're this and you're that and you're this. And sometimes that's eargasms. You're just trying to get off on somebody saying that you ain't a fuck up, right? But at the end of the day, you know, sometimes it's okay to say you're a fuck up, man, because we all fuck up, right? And we all fall short of God's glory. So when I say those things, not to be vulgar and lace things with profanity, but I'm trying to be real enough for the person who, this is real talk for real people. Right. And this is sincerity with this. And that's why May I Speak Sincerely was sparked in my imagination that God gave me, that I'm sharing with you. Right. Because I'm asking a sincere question and I'm asking for permission to speak sincerely. And if you allow me to speak sincerely to you, then you're going to understand that I'm not coming with nothing but the realness. Right. I'm coming to give you something to make you think. And then some, because when you think and you need to speak, guess what? Hopefully I'll be here to listen as well. So speak to yourself, ask yourself the hard questions, be alone in your thoughts, man. Even if it puts you to sleep, even if it puts you into a nice slumber, be alone in your thoughts and understand that you are special and tap into that magic, man. You got so much magic in you that you really don't realize it, you know, and speak life into your life and existence. Right. Because the universe is going to give you what you put out. Right. Because a lot of us are just saying this, things and that, and trying to be perfect and not really understanding how to get to that next level. But it comes with, you know, understanding who we are and who you are is. It's something special, man. And that's why you don't want to just waste it and throw your life away and be trash. You want to be better than that. Because I believe that you're better. I believe that you have that opportunity to be better and greater. Greater than I can ever be. And as, you know, if Jesus said it, then, you know, hey, who am I to deny it? But at the same time, man, you know, I think we're not living up to our potential. Even I, you know, we're procrastinating and doing things, but, you know, time wastes for no one, man. Time is moving faster. And eventually the game is going to be game over. So do the work. Get in your thoughts. Understand who you are, but recognize who you want to be. Write these things down. Being alone in your thoughts. Ask yourself the hard questions. Ask yourself, you know, truly who you are and truly what you want to be, you know. And I encourage all of you to speak to God, you know, speak to the universe and ask for permission to be great, because, you know, I correct that. I stand corrected. God already gave you permission to be great. I would say, ask for forgiveness for not being great, not living up to your potential, because I really believe that we're superhuman. We just haven't tapped into it and expand your mind. Yo, man, thank you for listening to me. This has been another episode of Zoom in My Mofo Room with the poet Walter LeRae. Yo, play the theme music. Get at me. Yo, be sure to support your boy with the t-shirts. I have the faith t-shirts for All I Am the Healer. It's faith. Get at it, man. Understand it. Don't overthink it. And I had one guy come to me. He's like, well, you should have used I'm. Well, yeah, I understand what you're saying, but I chose to use I am because God said I am. So thank you, but no thank you. And like I said, support or don't support, it doesn't matter. It is what it is, baby. I still love you. One love. God bless. Peace out. Thank you for listening to Miss Talks Podcast. May I speak sincerely. If you would like to support us in any kind of way, feel free to purchase our merch. We have the Faith t-shirt. We also have I'm on the Bitch Diet. My circle is so small, it's a dot. You know what it is. Support, show love. God bless. Peace out.